AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is courtesy of Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Prairie Land Partners has a great lineup of compact utility tractors to help you tackle any job on your to-do list. Get in the seat and save up to an additional $1,500 off a 2023 John Deere compact utility tractor model with 0% interest, huge cash discounts, and a free implement of your choice. Now is a great time to buy. Offer ends April 30, 2024. Some restrictions apply. See Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 29th of April, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness Representative Dara Maley, talking about a food drive for its Adult Services Department. Dara, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, we're doing all right here so far. I wanted to ask you here, Dara, you're just getting started here on the food drive, starting to see some more stuff here on social media channels over the last, really, what, 2 or 3 days, top end. What are the needs that you have leading into this?
Our needs currently is non-perishable food items like dry pasta, things of that nature, canned meats, vegetables, fruits. And then toiletries. We're really needing lots of toiletries, so shampoo, soaps, toothbrushes, and toothpaste. There's a really high need for our unhoused population to try to get them something when they're transitioning.
Okay, so when does the drive start? And I'm assuming I know how we can participate, but I'm just going to ask you how we can help you guys out.
Absolutely. So it runs from the 1st through the 15th, and there will be boxes at all of the local Dollar Generals, all of our gyms and Goods and Dillons. Walmart is going to be putting on something separate, but there will be boxes outside. The flyers will be on them. They could just put the stuff in the boxes. So if they're checking out at like Goods, they can just drop all the stuff in the boxes. And there's a number on them they can call. And when the box gets full, and we just come and make pickups.
Gotcha.
It ends on the 15th.
On the 15th. Okay. How long has this need kind of been developing before you decided this is kind of the way to go and help address the need?
I mean, the need is always there, to be completely honest, but as we're growing so much within Crosswinds, we're now within 7 counties, so we're trying to get our unhoused population currently for Lyon County going and trying to get as much of the staple for our food poor clients.
You've also, mentioned a couple of times about the unhoused population, and maybe you can talk a little bit about, kind of dovetailing off of the immediate food drive. Maybe you can talk a little bit about some of the, in general terms, kind of the connection points that Crosswinds is helping with the unhoused population in addition to the food drive, but really kind of what your perspective is on the unhoused situation here locally and now area-wide for Crosswinds coverage area.
Well, there is absolutely a need. I can't speak to the exact number, to be completely honest. I don't have those statistics with me, but we have a housing specialist, Joe Reed, within Crosswinds, and he does a phenomenal job of helping a lot of our clients, but that number is growing substantially every year. So now that we have someone that can work directly with the state and help get funds to help people get situated and get in apartments or find them shelter, things of that nature. So
this is a big need. May 1st through the 15th, Crosswinds Food Drive. And I know it was put up here as adult services, but is this really for all ages that you serve through Crosswinds?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We within our department, we started the food drive, which is the adult services, but absolutely this goes within all the families that need it to within anyone.
Understood. Talk a little bit about, too, what you mentioned here a little bit about just in general terms, kind of the non-perishable food items. And I wanted to ask about toiletries separately. I know you mentioned at least a few things on the list, but anything specifically on the non-perishable food side that you see that kind of get tapped a little bit harder than maybe some other non-perishable food items?
Lots of fruit. The fruit, like cups of fruit, things of that nature, things, fruits, vegetables, lots of dry goods, pretty much pastas. Pastas, and you can save, like, the pasta sauces in the containers and things. Those, anything that can make a quick meal that we all kind of overlook. Something that's quick and doesn't take a lot of ingredients. So someone who isn't going to need a whole lot of things to make something happen.
Okay. And basically, the way it sounds is just basically toiletries across the board. Anything specifically or any specific items that you really want folks to focus on?
Yeah, like bars of soap, toothbrushes, and toothpaste. We had some kits put together so we could help some families, so we could just give them little sets that we would make, and it would be like a toothbrush, toothpaste, some soap, so they could at least have something to get started.
Dara Maley, again, joining us here with Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. The food drive is really rapidly approaching, starting here May 1, so starting here this week. Only other question that I had, Dara, is about your partners. You mentioned here about, gyms and the other partners that you've been getting set here for with Dollar General and Rec Commission and also our groceries here. Talk a little bit about, you know, the conversations and really how you were able to get to those points.
Yeah, just reaching out to them. We had a couple businesses, obviously, that weren't going to be like grocery stores. So a couple of the banks wanted to just get involved and have a partnership of sorts where they could make a monetary donation and we could put that money towards building our essentially stock, like built a stockpile, if we could ever get to that. But yeah, just building our pantry currently is the biggest focus, to then the toiletries after that.
Outstanding.
Yeah, just asking them if they want to get involved and, you know, help serve members of our community.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, hopefully you have a great turnout for this here, Dara, and we really appreciate your time, and keep us posted here as you get things started here later in this week.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you, Dara. Dara Maley with Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness, talking about an upcoming food drive for its adult services department starting the 1st and going through the 15th. Chuck?
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, which are basically